Hey, besties. This is That's Just My Opinion with your host, Marlene. Let's get started. Hello, besties. Welcome to another episode of That's Just My Opinion podcast that we haven't been recording in a couple of weeks. Every single time I come on the podcast, I promise I'm going to come back, and then it just has not been happening. It's been a hectic roller coaster life that has been lived over the past couple of months. I remember saying that I was going to learn a lot in 2023, and Jesus fucking Christ, like, I have not stopped learning. Like, it's crazy. Like, I've met so many new people with, like, so many different perspectives on life that it just kind of makes you think, am I doing it right? Or, like, should I start seeing things a different way? But, you know, welcome back. We have Miss Josina on the episode today from Journey with Josina that we've made a couple of episodes. We did an episode for TJMO, and then we did one for Journey with Josina, right?
Yeah.
Or was it the same episode?
No, I think it was different.
I think we recorded twice.
Yeah, we did. What's up, guys? Dude, I'm super. That's life, though. Like, you want to do stuff and then just shit happens. And it's true. You were, like, speaking to my soul when you said, like, when you meet people, you start questioning. Yeah. Fuck. You know? So I felt that.
I think it's a wild ride that we're on. How old are you, Josina?
28.
Yeah, we're around the same age. I'm going to be 27 this year. And a couple of months ago, last year actually, I had my birth chart read by this amazing, amazing girl named Juno. Actually, there's a podcast on it. And she talks about how in my late 20s, I was going to experience my Saturn return, which is just pretty much like, you know how you're watching a movie and the main character, I'm always going to speak as main character because of my Leo rising, but the main character is just kind of going through life, and then, like, something really big happens that's, like, life-changing, and it's, like, the reason of their life and, like, you know, shit like that. That's kind of like your Saturn return, if you believe in it, of course. And she mentioned how in my late 20s, I was going to go through my Saturn return, and then I was just going to absolutely shine in my 30s. And be famous. And I think we're getting there, guys. Yeah, I think we're getting there. And it's kind of just, it's very, very overwhelming. Wow.
It's crazy because you're, like, really just putting your best foot forward. And sometimes things happen, like, itself with your, in, like, because your intention always, it aligns with, like, its own manifestation. Like, you see it and you're like, this is kind of like when my heart started, which I'm so happy for you. Because I see that.
Thank you, my love. Yeah, no, I mean, it's been, I don't think I can describe it better than roller coaster. Like, it's just been, like, so many ups and downs. Like, I experience these ups and downs sometimes within the same day. Like, I will wake up feeling like a sunshine, and then some small little thing happens, and I'm like, I hate my life. And then, like, towards, you know, like, I'll go to work, I'll see my coworkers, and, like, I love my coworkers. I really, really get along with them. And then, like, you know, I'll be, like, happy again. And then it's just, like, at night, I'm just like, ugh, like, what am I even doing?
Yeah, I feel it. It's, like, in the, like you said, like, in the same day.
Yep.
So much.
Okay, so let's talk about things that you do even when you don't want to do. Earlier today, we were talking about how you are still a gym girly. You're a swole mommy because you be out here going to the gym every single day. Do you feel like going to the gym every day?
Hell no, girl. No, I don't. That is definitely one of the things that I do it because I know that it's going to benefit me in the long run. And I was telling you, like, the gym sometimes is definitely more for mental health. The perks of it is that when I leave, like, those endorphins were worked. And so I ended up so great afterwards. I said this last time that when I went to Laredo, fíjate, I went to Laredo. I could have legit just stayed in my hotel. I could have stayed with my son and gone swimming. But I'm like, dude, I can go for an hour. And I told myself there's never been a time where I regret a workout. Like, There's never been a time. I mean, sometimes, yeah, I'm like, it wasn't a good one, you know, because you have these expectations of like, especially if you follow a workout plan, you're like, I want to do 4 reps of 12 of these, but then you obviously your body can't because you're tired or whatever. But it doesn't change the fact that like mentally you showed up and now you're like, you feel powerful because like an hour ago you were complaining that fuck, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, that's so funny because whenever the year started, I started real strong and started going to the gym every single motherfucking day. I started being one of those 7 a.m. girlies that I mean, 5 a.m. girlies that, 5 a.m. club. I would, wake up, take my vitamins, take my supplements, take my iron, and I'd fucking get my ass to the gym,
You were on a
do a
routine.
whole ass workout, sauna, read. Come back, enjoy the rest of my day. But I was also unemployed. So it was way easier to do. But then I started, I guess, getting into a routine of like, I got a job, I started working, I started doing all this shit. And one of the specific things that I didn't have to, but I decided to let go was going to the gym. And it also has a lot to do with the fact that one time I went to the gym and my payment was in late. Like they had already charged me. My account said that they had already charged me, but the gym didn't have it on file. And there was this bitch that was a receptionist there that she was just a motherfucking just
No.
whore. And she was just rude, dude. Like, she was just rude. She was just plain rude. And she was like, well, I don't see it. And I was like, well, it's right here. And like, they would see me every single day. There's no way that this lady said, no, you're using someone else's account. Like, she would see me every single day. I just thought it was so, like, you know what?
Shady
I
unfair.
hate it here. I hate it here. I'm not gonna come back. And literally, I did not go back. Like, that was. And
And
I used that as an excuse for a very, very long time. Now I can fully accept the fact that it was just like that bitch pissed me off. But I do see in my body, in my mental health, in just the way I feel in general, the difference of working out because I started with the gym and then I started doing these classes that I don't know if they have it in San Antonio, but here there's this app called ClassPass. And whenever you sign onto it, that I'll send y'all my referral code, they give you like 40 credits. And with these 40 credits, you buy classes at different types of classes. So I did like cycling, I did like bar, I did like yoga, I did like, all of these different shit. No. Diger. He's like, I'm sorry, mom. I'm sorry. It's because someone just passed by in front of the screen, or the window. And so with all of these different classes that you can actually also change for like massages and like facials and like, dude, it's an amazing app. I absolutely love that app. And then after your first 2 weeks, because they give you 2 weeks to use those 40 credits, I want to believe to like get you hooked. Then it gets a little expensive. So like monthly, I think the least expensive subscription or membership that they have is like $40 a month, and they give you like, I don't know, 20 some credits. So like you technically can go to any of these classes like once a week or something like that. But I love the fact that you can choose different classes because I usually get bored at the gym. Like I'm that bitch that needs to be like either with a trainer, like being told like you gotta do this, or like just yeah, I don't I lack that discipline like that I admire you for it. I really want to get back into it though. I'm gonna make it a thing and I'll keep you all updated.
Yeah, I loved when I saw your pics. I'm like, oh, period, girl, because it takes like
Ugh,
the hard part is getting there. The hardest part, because once you're there, you're like, pues ya que.
pues ya que chingados, ya ando aquí, ¿qué onda, okay?
See, dude, and so you know, I love when it does. No cualquiera, it takes a lot mentally to get there, and physically, you know, it takes a lot to get to the gym or even a class. So I love that about the class thing. It's honestly, my mind works the same. Like, I need excitement, I need structure, plan. I purchased, and also let's acknowledge the fact that like these types of things are sometimes easily accessible. And if you're hearing this, I mean, we just got put on an app that we can like see where local classes are available for us, because it's cool to like explore new ways to move your body.
Yes. And honestly, that's a really big thing for me, because whenever I was at my fittest, it was because I was a cheerleader and I was going to fucking practice every day, and we were really, you know, getting ready for competitions and shit like that. And just like that, like, I guess like teamwork kind of like motivation, because I know you used to do dance. So like that, like teamwork, like motivation, kind of like, you know, pushing you kind of like, no, like I'll help you stretch, I'll help you do this. Like, let's keep on running. Let's keep on. Like, that's what for me personally is like, keep on going. Yeah,
for sure, dude. That's why sometimes like on the podcast recently, I had Beautiful and Fit Laura. She has a gym, a studio gym in Laredo.
And I've heard of it.
Yeah. And sometimes, dude, I'm not going to lie, like, I haven't gone because it's in Laredo and I live in San Antonio, but sometimes you need that. You never know what you need. Everybody needs different things. And mm-hmm. you don't know what you need to like get you in the gym, because at the end of the day, you do it for you. No, but I mean, yeah, you have inspiration and you have goals, but at the end of the day, like whether you stay with it consistent, that's because you internally feel the benefits of it. You feel, like you said, like you can recognize that when you were going to the gym, you felt better. And
yeah, whatever. I did.
But like I said, it doesn't have to be necessarily like gym status. It's good to take classes. It's good to explore. Like I said, like with Laura, she has these group classes. And sometimes you need that. I've been wanting to try it because sometimes I don't want to go. Like, I enjoy alone time at the gym because that's when I like put my headphones and I'm like zoned in. But sometimes it is motivating to have like a group of girls who are also working out, and you can be like, check my form out, or like, it's good sometimes. You need like that camaraderie.
So whenever I started, sorry to interrupt you again, but whenever I started, I used to go with Evelyn, and Evelyn is a gym girly. Like, she is gym girly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. She enjoys it. And like, obviously like seeing her go through it, like, is definitely inspiring to me. Pero lo a veces me gana la hueva, amiga. La verdad, no te voy a mentir. Sometimes I'm like, you know what? And with those specific things, like, for example, when talking about things that you do but you don't necessarily felt like doing or, like, wanted to do, one really big thing for me is also hanging out with people. Like, hanging out with people. Like, sometimes I just want to be locked up in my room and, like, I don't want to see anyone. Like, I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to be on my phone. Like, I don't – like, I'm that bitch that you see that's, like, scrolling through shit or, like, sending you TikToks, but I'm not replying to your messages. Like, yeah. I don't want to have a conversation. I just want to make you laugh. Look at this video. Like, pretty much. Like, that's sometimes it just gets like that. And living with my best friend, which is like Evelyn, sometimes like she has certain things that she needs to do with like clients, and she's like, do you want to go with me? And like, I really will not feel like going, but at the same time, I know I won't regret going, and I won't regret like supporting her, and I won't regret like her feeling that I'm gonna be there for her, and then I end up having fun too.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I got out and like, I did something, and like, you know, the small little wins in every day, because
it's crazy. Cause it's all about like the internal dialogue that you're having with yourself, where you're like, no, I don't want to like be socializing. I'd rather just be here. Like,
yeah,
me alone. I feel that though, because a lot of, I feel like a misconception about me is that I'm very social. I am. I enjoy people's company. I value people, but I really enjoy being alone.
Yeah.
I love like not hearing anybody's voice, and I say that respectfully, because when I, and it's funny too, because I told my sister, like, I love people, and I told her, I reached out to her recently because I feel like I've been busy with like work, with mom life, and just life, that I feel like I hadn't been checking in with my people. And recently I was like, hey, I just want you to know, like, you know, I love you. Yeah. And my sister was like, I told her, I was like, sorry, I haven't seen you, sister. And she was like, dude, no. She's like, I value your time. It just, I know that you're busy. And she's like, and I'm like, you're good. Like, and so, you know, I don't know. Some people who are your people will understand that time it's needed for you.
Yeah. And it's also, I was about to say that it's also very beautiful to have certain people around you that won't hold you accountable for it, or not necessarily hold you accountable, but like give you shit for it.
Oh, for sure.
because we do sometimes just need that specific space. And like the saying says, you never know what other people are going through. Like, even though you're really close to these people, sometimes they just have shit going on that they don't like talking about, or they're not used to talking about. Like, a really, really big thing with me is that now I am learning, one of my very big lessons of 2023 is learning to communicate my feelings. And this is something that I've actually been going through for a while now, like since last year, like ever since like my last relationship. Like, there was like specific things that like would happen and I would just like kind of like shut down. Like, I just really just, I didn't want to talk about it anymore. Like, I just wanted to drop it. But then like that would still kind of be inside of me. And then it would just come up eventually. So now like I have this thing where I'll be like, you know what? I need 5 minutes. Like, you just give me a little bit. Let me rearrange my thoughts. Let me breathe. Let me try to see like internally what is really going on. And then I will be able to express it to you or try to express it to you. But it takes a lot of patience on the other person's side and on my side. And then besides that is like the fact that sometimes people just don't want to talk about their problems because they feel like a burden. And that's something that like, ooh.
Yeah,
to the soul,
yeah, for sure. And it goes back to like these things that are engraved in us, and it's just, o sea, el cuerpo, and even us, we react. And then when you become a little bit self-aware, you're like, hold on, like, I don't want to do that anymore. Like, I actually feel, and it's actually coming back. And it's, you know, I especially being a mom, and then be like, I when I was in a relationship with my son's father, it is, I learned that quickly that things don't have to be resolved or talked about right there. And then like, it's good to give people space because emotions can be like very high. And sometimes you need those emotions to kind of settle, to kind of process. It's very important to process them. But you know, I've always said that like when I had my son, I became a little bit more emotionally aware, a little bit more self-aware. Yeah. So a little different. And so,
I mean, I don't have children, so.
But you know, and it's crazy.
I don't have to be aware.
No, dude, no. And I say that because that was my experience. But it's crazy. If I didn't have that, I wonder, would I, like, I wonder about who I would have been, you know, because, and I don't like to ever, like, I was literally telling my friend, she doesn't have a kid, and I love that for her. But I was telling her, like, I hate to even say that because I don't ever, that won't be the experience for everybody. Like, yeah. I don't promote like that having children would give you a spiritual awakening, because I promise you there's not really great parents out there that,
yeah,
also. But it's just, I wonder about that girl that it had she not, like, because it is, you do move differently when you are intentional, maybe even self-aware of your own emotions. Dude, emotions are a big thing.
There's this specific saying that, I'm trying, oh, I think it is Cheryl. There is this specific saying that I saw on Instagram the other day, like this influencer posted it. Where is it? I really want to look it up, but it says something about like, we could have done all of these different choices, or we could have taken all of these different paths, but at the end of the day, those just end up being like options in like other universes that just weren't meant for us. Like, we'll just reminisce from like the choices that like we did take. And it's such a good phrase. I'm really trying to look for it.
It's about like learning when you're going through that. You're still like learning and evolving. It's crazy because it's like a bittersweet, because you like appreciate that you are growing, but it's like tough.
Oh no, this is not the one. Fuck. I need to look for it and I'll post about it. Because that quote was really, really great. And I was like, wow. It just kind of, because I also think about like, because I've always been someone to say that I don't want to have kids. And like sometimes, you know, you kind of think about it kind of like, you know, but what would my life be if I were to have a kid? But like, it's not really me wanting to have a kid. It's just like the curiosity of like what it would have been. And like, having a kid is not something that I should just be curious about. Like, I should be very sure about the fact that, like, if I do want to bring life into this world or if I don't want to bring another life into this world. So out of 3 out of 5 times, I always end up saying, like, nah, I would not want to, like, me personally create another life and bring it into the world. I would love the opportunity of maybe helping other kids that are already in this world that need love, you know, like fostering, adopting, you know, situations like that, which is why I wanted to be a teacher whenever I was younger. But wow, teachers, very intense. I could not be a teacher. That's a little bit too hardcore for me.
It's crazy that you say that, because so for one, well, I'm a mom, but even before that, I didn't want to have kids because I helped my mom, like, kind of like upbring my siblings, because I'm the oldest. So I was I was like, oh no.
Older sister syndrome.
Yeah, it's a real thing. And so it, like, for me, I was like, oh no, never, never, whatever, time changes. But now that I'm a mom, I see things where, like, now I prefer to go the adoption route, because, like you said, like, it is a different time. We're living in times where the world is so sickening. It's crazy. I was just telling my friend yesterday, I think about leaving the country very often and more.
Me every day. Every single day I think about what country I want to move into. Because I understand my privilege, and I understand the fact that a lot of people are fighting their way into living in America because, you know, the United States is a great country and whatnot, but
how?
I just don't think it's for me, man. Like, I don't think I would want to live here. Like,
it's very, like, and it all comes with, like, learning, because I didn't think about these things 2 years ago when I didn't. And to be honest, like, you're talking about capitalism, talking about wanting to, like, raising children in a safe environment. You're talking about women.
Healthcare, bro. Healthcare. Just something as simple as fucking healthcare. Like, healthcare is a stupid in the United States. Like, it is incredibly expensive.
That part. And then going back to, like, the teacher, like, the whole public school system is very scary. Like, they really are out here, like, caring for our children, but they also don't feel safe in their own, like, working environment and the amount of workload that they have. So, like, even teachers have a passion for, like, caring for children, but they are traumatized and don't want to have their own children.
Yep.
In the scary world.
Yep. Like, yeah, dude. And, like, I think it's so fucked up, the fact that our teachers that are supposed to just be worrying about what, you know, to teach our kids and, like, take care of them while they have them. And, like, you know, I want to believe should be a very beautiful world for them. They also now have to worry about how to protect them in case of a fucking shooting or a fucking crazy bomb or you know, like,
let alone that.
Let's take a moment. Let's take a moment and think about how our police, a couple of years ago, whenever the whole, you know, BLM and, like, Blue Lives thing was going around, people would argue that cops don't have, and this in a very general way, I'm not shitting on every single cop, because I know there's some good ones, but there's also some pretty shitty ones, how cops would argue that, well, they weren't trained professionals whenever dealing with someone that has a mental illness, and, like, that they're, you know, like, threatening other people's lives and, like, stuff like that. And, like, cops are just like, well, you know, we just need to tackle them or, like, shoot them down or, like, blah, blah, blah. And it was a specific case because there was a specific person that he had some type of disability that I don't remember exactly what it is, but it was, like, a mental problem, and he had, like, a knife or something, and, like, he was just, you know, threatening everyone that gets close to him. And then there was this specific, like, therapist, psychiatrist, I don't know, that, like, calmed him down before the cops wanted to, like, shoot him, because they wanted to, like, shoot him down, I don't know, some shit like that. And you know, cops, a lot of cops came and they were like, well, you know, now as a cop, we need to be ready for, like, this, and we need to be ready for this. And that's the stuff that we're not trained for. Like, we're only trained for, like, to protect and, like, blah, 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 and, like, this and that. And, like, I understand the fact that that is very unfair. But then now we go to our teachers. They now have to be trained in, like, what, have a gun for protection, and, like, how, like,
I question why the airports have more security Why then are lives being valued and taken in, like, how, why don't they deserve that same amount of security?
But the thing is that, why do we need to get to that point?
Yes, you think like this should be, yeah, but it sucks. But you're talking about, like, you're talking about these systems prior to us. It's very hard to break these, like, cycles. But for example, like with the cops and going back to like mental health, like two very different things. I've seen it very, very often. It's so crazy because I wasn't into murder cases because I have, like, I am big on mental health. So like I don't want to say I'm an empath, but like I feel things. So watching murder series, like I would literally dream about them, and like I would cry because I'm worried about, like, I get too deep into it sometimes. I wasn't at the time, but now I'm very like, and I know how to detach emotionally from cases that I just can't do anything about, right? Because they're like, they're just cases, and it's so unfortunate, like, that what is happening out here, and what it is, what it is. Anyways, going back to like the mental health part, and like the fact that when tragedies are occurring, and you're talking about people who, you're talking about like gun violence, you're talking about domestic violence, you're talking about break-ins, sometimes accidents, you know. Yeah, these officers are trained to like military status, and it sucks because think about, like, dude, my friend is a teacher, and she even said like that the school system feels like kind of like a prison system. I'm talking about, like, these are just things that the systems are ingraining, and we think it's normal, but it's not normal. You know, like, we're not robots. Like, we have, like, and just saying, like, in the U.S., mental health is very not accessible to us. We were talking about how we budget in to get a, but, and then I was like seeing a TikTok that in Italy, they don't, like, the rate of therapists are very low because they're big on community, and they talk about feelings, and it's just different.
It's a different culture. It's a different culture. And you know what's funny that you mentioned Italy? I always have said that I want to move to Italy for some reason. Like, my mom shot this down like a couple of weeks ago. She's like, you have no idea how they live in Italy. Like, you know, you're not, you wouldn't survive. And I was like, okay, Jesus. But I had, whenever I used to sell insurance, I talked to this older lady that was now an American citizen. She was on Medicare. And she was talking about how, she's like, why do I need to pay all this money for, I don't know, whatever treatment, right? I think she had diabetes or some shit like that. And I was like, ma'am, honestly, I don't know. Like, this is just the plan that you have, like, this health insurance plan, you need to do this. And she would talk to me about how she was like, that's so crazy. Like, whenever we lived in Italy, like, my husband, like, broke his arm, and like everything from like the surgery to the x-rays to the physical therapy to like all, like, everything was just, you know, covered because I live there and I was born there and I was Italian citizen and blah, 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 blah. And I was, and she's like, and now I come here and just to like something I need every day, like insulin, I need to pay like a stupid amount of money. And I was like,
dude,
you shouldn't have moved. You should have stayed in Italy.
Bad, but like, I've told my mom, like, it cost money. Like, ask for work, to take my son out, to be at home, no pay. And that, I don't want to live in a world like that. There, mind you, I have a son. I was born and raised in Laredo. My families are middle class. Everybody, I mean, God willing, they were able to afford or like be accepted for like government assistance programs. And I don't. Now I'm like, well, what do I do? Because what the fuck? Because
you make a little bit over the amount, right? Is that crazy?
But you're talking about, like, also seeing my mom experience being a mother is very different from when I had to be a mother. And then knowing how other people are living. Like, dude, there's other countries where women get, like, months and months to be home and recover, which sounds more realistic for when a body just, like, birthed a body. So, you know, you just kind of start questioning things. And, yeah, it really shifts
it totally changes what you think and like how you see different situations. Like, I think it's an amazing thing that now in certain jobs, because not even all of them, there's such a thing as a mental health day. Like, a lot of people, and not like just specifically like Europeans, but like a lot of people around the world, they see America and they think That is insane. Like, the fact that you guys work to live and live to work is kind of crazy. Like, you just, like, don't truly, like, enjoy, like, being with your family and, like, being here and, like, going there. And, like, you literally work for the first 50, 60 years of your life, right? Okay. Because that's when you retire at 60, 65. And then you're a little bit too old to go and actually do everything that you wanted to do. So, like, what we are trained to enjoy or think or want to do is rest. Because for these 50, 60 years, we have been killing ourselves at work, trying to make a living, trying to have enough money to be able to continue living once we hit 50, 60. But we are getting charged all of these taxes, all of these incredible amount of taxes for everything, for everything. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to work? Okay, don't work, but you got to pay rent. And then, like, okay, you don't want to pay rent? Okay, then, you know, buy a house. But, oh, wait, you have to buy the house. You have to pay it to someone. Okay, well, get a piece of land. But then you also have to buy that piece of land, and you have to pay taxes on that piece of land just because you have a piece of land. Yeah. And it's like, well, like, I don't want to pay. Like, I don't want to be on your streets. I don't want to be in, you know, with your cops. I don't want to be blah, 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 blah. And then it's like, oh, yeah, but, you know, because you are part of this country, you do still need to pay taxes. And it's like, okay, well, I'm not going to pay taxes. Oh, well, now you're going to jail. Like,
it's a cap.
Can I do anything else? Like,
yeah, I'm telling you, like, sometimes we are programmed in, it's programmed in our parents probably didn't want to live this way, but their parents live that way. So it's just like a program that it's like, and that's why I say, like, should I just leave the country? Because I'm like, how do I
mean, honestly, I feel like it's going to be the same fucking shit everywhere. Like,
yeah,
maybe at a smaller degree, because the United States is definitely, like, it is a great country. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's an amazing country. It has so many opportunities. So many people have been able to make a great living, like, doing, you know, different things and, you know, having their dreams come true and, like, you know, all of these things. But it is also the dream that we are being sold on all the time. And if you look a little bit further into how working and, like, school started, I mean, I guess I just come from a very, very biased place because I just love being a fucking hippie. Like, and it's not that I don't want to do anything all day and I don't want to, like, no, like, I enjoy working. I'm a very hardworking person. I enjoy learning. I enjoy helping people. I enjoy, you know, doing all of these different things. But at the same time, I would also love to be able to enjoy, like, my time and, like, being able to go places without having to, like, ask for PTO and, like, being able to, like, be, like, afford more than just, you know, barely making, like, ends meet and, like, all of these things. And I understand that it's always going to be, like, working hard because that's, you know, what we need to do, because that's life, because life is hard. Apparently, for some reason, someone decided that life was going to be hard and we just always need to fucking be working our ass off. But if you go back to, like, how people used to live, like, a lot of native cultures believe that we were made to enjoy the world and, like, enjoy life as a human being, the way, like, animals enjoy life. Like, you know, they just kind of exist. Like, what, you know, we're not worrying about, like, you know, okay, it's because what's, you know, what's my place in the world and, like, what am I supposed to do and, like, what's my purpose and what's, like, your purpose is to live. You know, like, we put so much anxiety and so much, like, pressure on the simplest things when, yeah,
it doesn't have to be complicated.
It doesn't have to be that hard.
So a couple of things that came up for me, dude, I definitely think that what we in our bodies, it messes with our mind.
Yes.
Like, I've never been, like, a prescription person. Like, my mom always would always be like, I have cramps. My mom would be like, go get some Excedrin. And I never wanted to. I don't care. I'm like, I'll be fine. Like, I don't
think some
sort of dust, a pill is going to, like,
well, I mean, it's chemicals. That's what it is. It's chemicals.
Yes. But then it just didn't sit right with me. Why just the natural body is just doing what it's doing. And I had to, I don't know. Anyways, I am like in the middle. I'm still learning. I know that there's a lot of science to it, but I also know that it shouldn't be complicated. There was a time where medicine, and I'm not saying that it was a perfect world then. I'm not saying that we've come far and there's these resources that are very life-saving, ¿me entiendes?
Yeah.
But anyways, I say processed foods, we just have to watch what we intake, because sometimes we'd be doing things unintentionally, like you're just eating. But then at the end of the day, you're like, what is in that taco? That is, because I have a child that, like, you know, you talk about, like, you start getting curious about how they're reacting, why they're acting a certain way, what is triggering their emotions, what did I feed them? Like, you question the human body because you're trying to just keep this child alive. So, like, think like emotions and mental and emotional regulation is very complex, and I think it goes very deep into also like what we eat and stuff like that. Like, it's a little again, like, I'm still learning, but
yeah
we shouldn't put too much pressure on ourselves with anything. Like, sometimes even the fact of like outfits, like, why do we care if we're wearing the black shoes versus the white shoes, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't like the world I live in. It's not that I don't enjoy, you know, water coming to my house every day. And I don't enjoy, like, being able to turn on the light and turn off the light. And, like, it's just me ranting to the point where I feel like we have also sometimes lost the will of, like, why we're doing what we're doing. Or, like, the dream or, like, the happiness of, like, I was talking to a friend not too long ago about how we're always like, well, when I'm ready to do this, or like when I'm healed enough to do this, or like once I've finished doing whatever, I want to do this. And then, you know, I just see life and I'm like, I've lost so many people that did not know they were going to, you know, lose their life. And they had so many plans for the future, and they had so many plans of, you know, I'm going to start dating this person once blah, blah, blah happens. Or like, I want to go here, but first I'm going to, you know, do this, or like, blah, blah, blah. Like, if you can do it and you are willing to take that chance to make that jump, I think you should just fucking do it. Because at the end of the day, you don't know when is going to be your last day. And that's just something that I, like, truly live by. And as I grow older and I try to be nicer to myself and, like, listen to myself more than, like, what would people say? And, like, you know, like, how would they judge me? And, like, all of these different things. I think I've learned to maybe enjoy life a different way. I mean, I still have a very, very long road ahead of me when it comes to like healing and like understanding myself and like the people around me and stuff like that. But I think there's a beauty in the fact that we don't know what's going to happen. And there's a beauty in the fact of like we have these dreams that we want to do and that we should do them. We shouldn't just be, no, not yet. No, you know, maybe later, maybe tomorrow, maybe, you know, just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Like Nike says, just do it.
Yeah.
Because you don't know if you're going to have a tomorrow. You don't know if you're going to have a day after that. You don't know if your friend is going to still be there to be able to go do that trip or like go do blah, 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 blah. Like, just stop waiting. Just if you can do it, do it. At the end of the day, everything is going to fall back into place. And if it's not back into place, it's not the end yet. So
it's crazy. You always have those encouraging words. I'm so glad you said that, because it's,
I'm like a quote book. I know so many quotes. It's funny.
But not even that. I mean, because you I'm pretty sure you read them and you like feel them, but you also like have kind of lived by it. I'm sure you experienced some moments yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad I took that leap of faith.
I mean, moving. I moved to Chicago within the decision of like a month. And like, we were like, are we moving? We're moving. And don't get me wrong, dude. I miss home.
Yeah.
I miss Texas so bad. Like, every single day. Like, I get big FOMO vibes whenever I see my friends hanging out without me. Like, so bad. Like, so bad, so bad, so bad, so bad. It's It's and but you see, I feel like that's part of this whole journey that I'm going through, like understanding, because for a very long time I said I want to move to Chicago and I'm going to live in Chicago because I'm originally from here, right? Like I was born here, raised for the first half of my childhood here, and then I was raised in Monterrey, and I always said I'm going to go back, I'm going to be there, I'm going to, you know, I just need to be here. So I moved. So and now that I'm here,
it was always in your heart, and then at that moment you took
faith. Yeah, but like for example, if I wouldn't have done it, I would be living in San Antonio, probably in a seasonal depression of like, should I move? Should I move? Well, what if I go, and what if I, you know, like what, like, and I just moved, and like it was Evelyn and I, like we both decided that it was something that needed to be done. And we moved, and I'm here, and like I've been here for a couple of months. You know, I said that I would give it at least a year to see what's going on, and after that year I would decide if I want to continue to be here or if I want to go back to Texas, or I might fuck around and move to Colorado, like, or you know, like, you know, see where the fuck I'm gonna end up at next. Yeah. And
I love that.
I love the idea of being able to be that free, which is, again, something that I owe to the place where I live in, where I can just, as a woman, because I am a woman, and a lot of times it wasn't allowed for women to just go and, like, seek out wherever the fuck they wanted to live. So I am blessed. I understand my privilege, and I am very grateful for it, but I still seek more, you know? Like, I still, you know, want, like, a deeper understanding of like, what the fuck am I doing? Which then I think to myself, and this is very Gemini of me, then I think to myself, do I even need to know? Like,
yeah, dude, it's so crazy that you're talking about the ebb and flow of fucking structure and like having a plan, having goals, but then being like, literal, like I shouldn't plan, because like you said, you've seen people's life been taken. So you're like, yeah. I'm planning for next week.
I mean, I'm not saying entirely don't make plans and like just live your day by day and like, you know, just be waiting for death. Like, that's definitely not also what I'm saying. It's just, yeah, it's just, you know, text your friend and send that message to your crush and ask that bitch to go out with you and cut your son's hair and, you know, like, who cares? Like, at the end of the day, it's your life, and you're the one that's going to deal with the consequences. And what's the worst thing that can happen? Like, for example, whenever we moved to Chicago, we said the worst thing that can happen to us is we're gonna move, we're gonna hate it, we're not gonna be able to afford it, we move back to Texas.
That's it.
I was like, that's kind of where it would go.
Yeah,
technically. And again, we are very blessed because we have our parents, because we have the help of family and friends, and you know, like, we, like, again, I understand the privilege, I understand the blessed part of it, but we still, like, it was still a very important change to make and a very big leap. And like, me, at least I have my family, but like, you know, Evelyn moved without any family. Like, she was just like,
dude, it's a big
we're out, bitch, we're out.
Yeah, sheesh. It's a big take to be like, this is a, because you feel like you're making a big pivot, and it's honestly like, sometimes these are big things, and sometimes even a person can be struggling with a smaller decision that feels like that too, like they know they need to and they should, but sometimes we overthink things, like, yep. I'm guilty of it. Just before I hopped on, I was gonna message my friend that left. And I told her, I was like, dude, I enjoyed, like, I had a really good time, you know, stay safe. I told her, but I was going to shoot her a message, but then I didn't send it because I was like, she's going to be like, Ruka, ya me dijiste, like, right? So I didn't send her. I'm like, no, I told her, like, stay safe, you know, whatever. So, but I overthought it. And like you said, just send a text message, like, whatever it is that you're feeling in the moment, if you're able to, and it, don't overthink it. And it's crazy because they big games.
I think at the end of the day, we're just on this episode just ranting about life and checking in about how we haven't talked in like a lot. Little bit of time. Yeah, we've been a little MIA, both you and I. And it, you know, you always come back and it just feels like we never left. Like we're just still chit-chatting, you know? Okay. I do need to end this episode pretty early because I have shit to do right now.
We can wrap it.
Christ. But okay, so I want to do this thing now where I'm going to ask just like a random question.
Okay.
Just, it's literally a random question generator from like the University of Washington. So it's probably going to be a silly question. So the question that comes out is, if you lost all of your possessions but one, what would you want it to be?
If I lost everything and I only could keep one thing.
But like a possession. Because I know you'd be like my son. But
but he's not.
But he's not a possession. So like something you own.
Can I say dog or no? Can I say my dog? No, because she's like a being.
Yeah, I mean, but you technically do own your dog. Okay, something else.
Okay.
Some, like an object. Like a materialistic thing. There, that's the word.
Materialistic thing. To be honest, like a good pair of underwears. Like, I don't... like, just a good pair of underwears, I'm good. Like, and a good...
I think... Damn, that was... I guess essentials are great.
But, I mean...
I guess essentials are great. Honestly, I think I would just want to be able to keep my phone...
I wanted to say phone, but I'm like, girl, like, they have, like, sometimes I don't want my phone. Sometimes I'm like, this shit. Like, I want.
I mean, I understand that, but at the same time, I feel like if I lost everything, at least from my phone, I can still, like, communicate with people. I can still, like, make money. I could still find a job. You know, like, I feel like.
Well, shit.
It is so essential for me to like have a phone now. Yeah. Okay, wait. Another question. Mm-hmm. When did you have your first phone?
Damn, dude. Probably.
Like, how old were you when you had your first phone?
Probably sixth grade. So I was, what, 12? I was in sixth grade when I got my first phone. And it was like the little Nextels.
Ah, not a Nextel. Okay, you want to know how young I was whenever I had my first phone?
Yes, how old?
I was in fourth grade.
Fourth grade? What were you using your phone for? Like just texting and calling your friends?
And playing the little snake game on my Nokia.
Oh, shit. I love that.
Yes, dude. I used to play the little snake game on my Nokia. I had it. It was like your regular old, like just...
The little square...
block shaped like Nokia, but I had these like, I don't even know if like people actually remember this phone. So it had like you could change the color of the phone.
Yeah, the tapas.
Yes. Yeah. So like they were like transparent ones and like you can put like pictures on the back and like shit like that. And during that time, Rebelde was really big.
My God.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not like a huge Rebelde fan. Like I know like your basic songs because everyone fucking knows them, but like I really did not watch the novela like that because my mom was like, no, like that's for grown-ups. And I was like, okay. So like I never watched it. But on that phone, it had the Rebelde picture like backgrounds like on the phone. Like so like my phone was like Rebelde themed. But, like, I didn't even watch Rebelde. And it was super funny because it was just, like Miyako Luchi, like, naked, like, kind of, like...
Not naked.
Just, like, I mean, not, like, naked, but, like, I mean, come on. Like, she was kind of naked. Yeah, like, so, and she was just, like, you know, and they were, like, oh, like, are you a big fan? And I was, like, no. So, like, what I ended up doing is I just cut out a blank piece of paper, like, with the form of that little carton thingy.
Yeah.
And so it was just like a blank phone because
you didn't want
because I was like, ew, like why do I have this naked bitch on my phone? Like it's so weird. I mean not ew, you know, I love women, but like
yeah,
you why? Like I was in fourth grade. Like I was in fourth grade. I don't need that naked bitch on my phone. Like, no. Yeah, that shit was funny as fuck. Okay. Well, Josina, thank you so much for being on today, and I can't wait to have you back.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having
for
me.
For round two.
Yes, ma'am.
A longer round, because my computer is like dying right now, so I want to be able to, I want to be able to save this.
Hopefully.
Okay. Well, I loved having you on. Thank you so much. Wait, where can they find you? I forgot to say that.
I mean, so I have Journey with Josina podcast on, you can find it on Apple or Spotify. And I also have Soy La Boss, so I have a website, and then you can find a social media. I just try to like
Period. Post
like that. So yeah.
Thank you, Queen. Baddie with the job.
Yes, we're out here
grinding.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, girl. You too. Bye.